The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Has Jesus Christ or God the Father commanded you to celebrate His birthday or Easter or Halloween, or, as I've mentioned earlier in this series of program, Sunday, the first day of the week? God commanded mankind to observe the seventh day of the week, and He made it very plain as to what day that is. Did Christ tell us what day He was born, or exactly what month He was born? No, He did not, and for a special reason. Now, you would have to conclude that if God and Christ would have wanted us to celebrate His birthday, they would have made it plain as exactly when it was. God has commanded us to commemorate His death and has made it very plain as to when it was. But Christianity doesn't believe that. They have Christ dying 2 days later than the Bible says He did, and being resurrected later than the Bible says He was. Neither did He tell us that man has an immortal soul that can't die. Mankind has brought that, or Satan has inspired that, to be taught and preached and published. I bring some of these false teachings out to give you an idea as to how the harlot spoken of in Revelation chapter 17 and other places has made the nations and Christianity drunk with the wine of her fornication. That's not nearly all of her false teaching. There's the Trinity and the going to heaven or hell or purgatory at death. Now, I'm not picking and trying to discover the wine of her fornication. What I've mentioned is so openly displayed and taught by the harlot and her daughters. Many kings and leaders of nations have and are embracing and under the influence and sway of the harlot that sits upon many waters. As a matter of fact, this whole world is embracing and under the sway of this system that God calls Mystery Babylon the Great, that goes all the way back to the Tower of Babel and Nimrod shortly after the flood, and possibly all the way back to Satan deceiving Eve in the Garden of Eden. God will pass judgment on her, this false church, during the day of the Lord, during the day of the wrath of God, the day that He is pouring out His wrath on the world. And if you are a part of her, it won't be a pleasant time for you. You will suffer the wrath of Almighty God unless you repent. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, says this, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues." God is giving us a warning to repent and commanding you to do so while you still have time. Otherwise, you will suffer terribly during the day of the Lord. God will pour out many plagues on this earth. You should read about them in the book of Revelation and many other places in the Bible, and we've brought many of them out in this series of programs on the wrath of God. Notice Revelation chapter 14, beginning in verse 6. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water." Well, one thing for sure, God never does anything unless He gives a warning before He does it. That's the history of God. You can read through the Bible, and any nation or empire or the world that He destroyed, He always warned them time after time after time, and God is going to do the same and is doing the same now to this world. This verse is spoken during the time God is pouring out His wrath on a world, or at least just before He does, a world in rebellion against their Maker. God is saying, "Fear Him and worship Him," as though we haven't done that in these 6,000 years of man's history. And it's true, for most part, most mankind has not done that. The day of the Lord is coming, and no one knows exactly when it will begin. Christ said He is coming as a thief in the night, but when God began to pass judgment on this world during the day of the Lord, as He is pouring out His wrath on the world, that could care less about obeying God, you will know something isn't right. You will know God is involved in bringing this Babylonian mystery religious system to an end. In Revelation 14 and verse 8, God continues, "And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." God is speaking of a great false religious system here, and someone riding herd over it. God will put an end to this false religious system of confusion. Babylon means confusion. Verse 9 continues, "Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, yes, this mark of the beast will be forced on this earth by the apostate church and the beast she rides, which will be the resurrected Roman Empire, the seventh and final resurrection that Jesus Christ will smash at his return." I want you to notice something in Daniel chapter 2. God was speaking about this beast and this world power that is coming, that is going to unite and be on the scene at his return way back in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, beginning verse 32, "This image, head, was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and clay. You watched till a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces." This is Daniel interpreting the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar here. "Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found, and the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." Yes, it's speaking about the return of Jesus Christ, smashing this world's leaders and this false system that we're living under, this Babylonian system, this mystery religion that has been the ruination of everything in this earth that has enticed and persuaded mankind to disobey their Maker. This earth will be ruled by Jesus Christ, the entire earth. So this will end the apostate church, man's and Satan's rule of the earth. Yes, this will end the harlot's counterfeit religion by which she has made all nations spiritually drunk, spiritually confused, which has caused confusion in all walks of life. Notice Revelation 14 now, continuing in verse 9. "Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand..." We read this verse just a second ago, but we want to refresh your mind of it again here. Verse 10 now, "He himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image and whoever receives the mark of his name." So God says, come out of her so that you don't have to suffer the wrath of God. This means that Jesus Christ will fight to win, and he will win. He will abolish false religion, Satan, his demons, and stubborn mankind's way of life. As I've said before, Satan and man will fight fiercely. They will not give up easily. They will learn the hard way that no one can stand against God Almighty. And this world is learning that now, my friends. Notice in Revelation 15, verse 1, "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete." Yes, God will not stop until his wrath is completely poured out on this earth, because he cannot stop. He's got to subdue mankind, and he's going to bind Satan and his demons. God will complete his wrath and bind Satan and subdue man. Verses 2 through 4, "And I saw something like a sea of glass, mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. This tells you, my friend, that you're going to be in good shape if you have victory over the beast, over his mark, and so on. In other words, if you come out of this false religious system and you begin to obey God, you repent of your sin and you begin to obey God. Verse 3, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgment have been manifested. Yes, God is going to make his judgments known. God will pour out his wrath on a stubborn and rebellious mankind, because that's the only way that he will be able to get mankind's attention. Just as the Bible tells us in many other places that all the nations will finally submit to the true God, because Jesus Christ will take the nations away from Satan and establish the kingdom of God on and over the whole earth, just as Daniel 2 tells us that we just read a few minutes ago. In Revelation 15, continuing here, verses 5 through 8, after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And out of the temple came the seven angels, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden band. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. God lets us know that he is going to complete his plagues that he is going to have to pour out on this earth. Earth will not be cut short because mankind will not repent, and God is going to have to pour out all the plagues that he has planned to do. Revelation 16, verse 1 continues here, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowl of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went and poured the bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. My friends, you should let this shake you up, because God is telling you what's going to be when he pours out his wrath on a stubborn and rebellious mankind. It will not be a pleasant time to be alive unless your God died. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Terrible plagues that God is going to pour out on this earth to subdue mankind, to help mankind, and cause mankind to wake up. And I heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets. Need quest, and you need. Number one, Day of the Lord. So call the Marvel Church God, 573-238-3675, and request Great Day of the Lord and Why Christ Must Return. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Sabbath at 2 p.m. To our ported free litter on www.thewayitoughttobe.org at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63374.